Special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 4. Personalities to be avoided. In this period of the world's history, we have altogether too great a work to begin a new kind of warfare in meeting the supernatural power of satanic agencies. We must put aside personalities, however we may be tempted to take advantage of words or actions. In patience, we must possess our souls. Brethren, make it manifest that you are wholly on the Lord's side. Let the truth of God's holy word reveal transgression and sin, and manifest the sanctifying power of truth upon human hearts. A haughty spirit must not come in to mar the work of God. We have reason for gratitude to God every moment that we have the privilege of connecting with God. There is need of contrition of soul every day, and the Lord declares the great advantages of every one who will humble his heart and hide in Jesus. Thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Let those who hate the law of the Lord rave and pour out their anathemas against such as have moral courage to receive and live the truth. The Lord is our strength. It is safe for us not to build up self, but to let the Lord work his will in and by and through us. Let us preserve a contrite, humble spirit, which the Lord will revive.